So don't judge me, Lizzie. Don't you dare judge me.
Dear Charlotte, thank you for your letter. I'm so glad the house, furniture and roads are all to your taste and that Lady Catherine's behaviour is friendly and obliging. What with your departure, James to London, and the militia to the north with the colourful Mr. Wickham, I must confess the view from where I sit has been rather grey. As for the favour you ask, it is no favour at all. I would be happy to visit you at your earliest convenience.
Oh. Welcome to our humble abode. My wife encourages me to spend as much time in the garden as possible for the sake of my health.
My dear, I think our guest is tired after her journey.
And I plan many improvements, of course. I intend to throw out a bough and plant a lime walk. Oh, yes, I flatter myself that any young lady would be happy to be the mistress of such a house.
We shan't be disturbed here. This parlour is for my own particular use. Oh, Lizzie, it's such a pleasure to run my own home.
Charlotte, come here.
What's happened?
Charlotte?
Has the pig escaped again? Oh, it's Lady Catherine. Come and see Lizzie.